Between Scores and Self: A Quiet Reflection on BDSM, Nuance, and Why My Answers Are Rarely Simple. A test can give you a shape, but meaning only really appears in context. I recently took a BDSM test again. Not because I believe a chart can define me, and not because I expect a set of percentages to fully explain something as layered as desire, intimacy, or trust, but because I still find these kinds of tests interesting. They offer language, they map out dynamics, they give names to things that are sometimes hard to articulate on your own. And honestly, I do not think there is anything wrong with the test. If anything, I think it can be a useful mirror. What makes it difficult for me is not the test itself. It is the act of answering. The questions are simple. My answers are not. The test asks direct questions. It has to. But when I read those questions, my mind rarely stays inside the sentence. It expands outward. I start thinking about tone, about intensity, about emotional safety, about trust, about whether something is playful, symbolic, grounded, or something I would actually want to live. Sometimes, I even catch myself wondering if I am forgetting something while answering, not because I do not know myself, but because these things are not stored as fixed categories in my head. They are tied to experiences, to people, to moments. They become clear when they are felt, not always when they are abstracted. So even a simple question becomes layered, and that is where the difficulty lives, not in the test being wrong, but in the answer being more than a checkbox. For me, BDSM has never been about extremity. Looking at my results, I noticed something that already felt true long before the test. If someone only saw the labels without context, they might assume something more intense, more extreme, more heavy. But that is not how I experience it. I naturally sit somewhere in the low to medium range. Not disconnected, not flat, not empty, but also not driven by the need to push things as far as possible. What draws me in is not how far can this go, it is, what does this feel like when it is shared well? Because intensity for me does not come from extremity. It comes from attention, anticipation, closeness, trust, restraint, play, being seen, being able to let go safely. Some of the most powerful moments are not loud, they are quiet, grounded, and held. A result can be broad, without being contradictory. One thing that stood out in my results is how broad they are. Dominant and submissive both high, switch present, brat and brat tamer, rope bunny and rigger. On paper that can look inconsistent. To me it feels coherent. Because I do not experience intimacy as a single fixed role. I experience it as something dynamic. Something that shifts depending on trust, connection, and the emotional space between two people. Different sides of me can exist without canceling each other out. Giving and receiving are not opposites. Control and surrender are not enemies. They are part of the same movement. Some things only make sense inside real connection. Part of why I read these results this way comes from experience. There was a connection in my life where BDSM was not a concept or a category. It was something lived, something shared. It was not about roles as labels. It was about what those roles carried. Dominance was not just control, it was presence, care, attentiveness. Submission was not just giving up power, it was trust, softness, the ability to let go. Physical closeness was not separate from emotional regulation, it was part of it. And once you have experienced that kind of depth, it changes how you read everything else. Because then BDSM is no longer just what happens, it is what it means. Sometimes my answer is yes, but not like that. But I also rarely feel a completely unconditional yes. Instead, it is yes, but not in the most extreme version. Yes, but only with trust. Yes, but not without care. Yes, but not disconnected from the person. Yes, but only if it feels grounded. And that nuance does not always fit cleanly into a test. But that does not make the test wrong. It just means the lived version is more layered than the format. What I recognize in myself, looking at the result, what I recognize most is not extremity. It is responsiveness. I recognize that I am drawn to tension, structure, play, power, and surrender. I recognize that I can feel both sides of a dynamic. I recognize that trust changes everything. I recognize that care and intensity are not separate for me. And I recognize that I do not need to reduce myself to one role to be understood. The test is useful. Context is still everything. I do not think the test is wrong. I think it is useful. I think it can be insightful. I think it can even be surprisingly accurate in places. But I also think that for people who answer from nuance, memory, and relational experience, it can be difficult to compress everything into fixed responses. Not because something is broken, but because something is alive. And maybe that is part of the value too. Not just the result itself, but noticing where you hesitate, where you soften, where you want to explain, where your answer changes depending on trust, where something feels different in theory than in reality. That says just as much as the percentages do. Closing thought. I can appreciate the test and still find it difficult to answer sometimes. Both of those things can be true. The result reflects something real, but the meaning behind it lives in context, experience, and connection. A score can point at something, but the lived version will always be deeper. Result snapshot. For reference, these were my results at the time of writing. Rope Bunny, 100%. Brat, 97%. Rigor, 96%. Dominant, 94%. Submissive, 94%. Switch, 93%. Brat Tamer, 88%. Experimentalist, 86%. Degrader, 86%. Owner, 83%. Degradee, 82%. Master Mistress, 81%. Masochist, 76%. Sadist, 70%. Slave, 64%. Voyeur, 56%. Vanilla, 56%. Exhibitionist, 53%. Pet, 50%. Primal Prey, 45%. Primal Hunter, 45%. Non-monogamist, 22%. Daddy Mommy, 13%. Age Player, 0%.